You're listening to the audio production of The Prodigal Comes Home, My Story of Failure and God's Story of Redemption by Michael English, with Lynn Vincent. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby.
Foreword read by Gabe Wicks.
I would like to dedicate this book to my wife, Marcy, and my children, Megan, Bella, and my son-in-law, Keith. You are the reason why I was able to complete this book. Without you, there wouldn't have been a happy ending. Jesus, thank you for second chances.
Foreword by Bill Gaither. I have lived and worked in the world of artistry for about 50 years now, and if there is one thing I have learned about artists, it is this. Most artists do not come in neat little packages. The giftedness that launches an artist into the spotlight is often the very thing that brings the most torment into their lives. Original artistry, true genius, is a gift of God. It is not saved for the perfect. It is also most certainly not saved for the self-confident. But the coach and teacher inside me always wants to salvage that gift when I see it in someone. Michael English is one such artist, a body made of flesh with a supernatural gift. He came to us in 1989, and I was drawn by the passion in his voice as I listened to a tape of him singing. This was not the first time I had seen raw talent like this, and I knew there was great potential inside this young man. When I met him face to face, I was taken with his humble, quiet spirit. I felt very strongly that this was an artist the world needed to hear. When Michael started singing with the Gaither Vocal Band, audiences connected with him immediately, and he became the voice around which our sound was centered. His powerful delivery and commanding presence were truly remarkable. Offstage, I began to see chinks in his armor. But any time I needed to address concerns I had, Michael was never defensive. He was open to correction and, I believe, appreciated it. One concern I had was the result of a chemical imbalance that Michael battled, which caused severe anxiety attacks. When these attacks came on, I knew this was way over my head, so I encouraged him to find professional help. One night in Arizona, after one of these attacks had reached a level at which he could not function, I sat beside his bed all night and watched him struggle. I was concerned that he would not make it through the night. Yet, as he struggled, I saw a young man who felt responsible for the predicament he had left me in. He said he was afraid he had let me down. "You didn't let me down," I reassured him. By some miracle, he was on stage with us the next night. During "It Is Finished," he sang his verse as powerfully as he ever had. Yet in my heart, the battle was raging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?